Good afternoon. I'm Laura Earn with your Sheridan Sun Radio News Update. A passenger plane has crashed in a South Sudan airport. 44 passengers were on board the South Supreme Airlines plane when it hit the tarmac. An aid worker on the scene told Reuters that no one has died, but that there are many injured. Those injured have been taken to hospital. Peel police close off the Lakeshore Road East and First Street area after responding to a call about a person without vital signs found on a resident's driveway. Police have confirmed the victim as deceased, but the cause of death is still unknown. There is no word whether or not this death is suspicious, and the investigation is still ongoing. Police arrest a 21-year-old man after a woman reports a sexual assault in her Seneca College residence. Kevin Miranda of Toronto was arrested Friday and charged with two counts of sexual assault. Toronto police allege the woman was in her room when the man entered and then proceeded to assault her. Anyone with information has been asked to contact the police or Crime Stoppers. Did you know that it's International Happiness Day? Cassandra Fernandez has more on that.
March 20th is International Day of Happiness. This day marks the initiative towards building a happier world together. Let's take a listen to what makes Sheridan students happy.
Seeing an A+ makes me happy.
I'm so happy when I play basketball with my friends.
I am happy when I'm eating.
Running makes me happy.
Summer makes me happy.
Food makes me happy.
Money makes me happy.
Unfortunately, every day is not an official celebration of happiness. But here are some tips to be more happy every day.
So my name is Jennifer Phoenix, Professor of Humanities in the Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences. Okay, one of my favorites is appreciation, the attitude of gratitude, but finding little things to appreciate every day. Tim Hortons getting your coffee just right, somebody letting you in traffic, getting all green lights as you're driving to school, your hair looking just right. Like, I think there are so many things that are nice, that are so easy to overlook, and if we take a moment just to say, ah, that was nice, I feel like that really enhances a state of being, which is very similar to happiness. It's like a good feeling. I think also being conscious of what we give our attention to. So there's tons happening in the media and with our friends down south in politics. And I think it's easy to get swept up, particularly in social media, with things that aren't working in the world. If we could be a little bit more selective in what we choose to give our attention to, it would benefit us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I also think it really helps to read, watch, and engage in things that bring positive emotion, that feel good. There's been research to show that actually watching comedies and laughing really hard is actually good, not only for your mental health, but for your physical well-being.
Turn that frown upside down and spread the happy to everyone you know, today and every day. Use the hashtag International Day of Happiness to support the movement. I'm Cassandra Fernandez for Sound of Sheridan.
Let's get tweeting, guys. Maybe next year we'll beat Norway and earn the title of the happiest nation. I'm Laura Earn with Sheridan Sun Radio.